It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Cubs fall to the Mets in Game 4 of the NLCS. This ends a historic season for the Cubs. Keep it here as we explore next season's expectations for this promising young team on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. There may not have been a team in baseball playing better than the Cubs were heading into the NLCS, yet they were swept by New York. Bernstein and Abatacola moments ago asking radio analyst Ron Coomer if maybe this young group got overwhelmed.
No, I don't. I was in the clubhouse every day before the game, hours before the game. There was no difference from the St. Louis series to this series in the clubhouse. There was no difference from the clubhouse, let's say, in mid-August to the way the clubhouse was.
As for the Mets, they advance to the World Series. That begins on Tuesday. The ALCS yet decided. The Royals will head to the Fall Classic. A consecutive series or consecutive years for them with a win tomorrow over Toronto. They lead this current series 3-2. Price and Ventura will be the starters. A pitcher, Dan Haren, confirming that he will retire from baseball. And manager Don Mattingly and the Dodgers have decided to part ways mutually. Blackhawks hosting the Panthers tonight at the UC, and they will have Corey Crawford starting in goal. Brian Bickle not going to play. He's a healthy scratch. Derrick Rose participated in some practice today with contact as he recovers from an eye injury. Rose is hopeful to get minutes tomorrow in the Bulls preseason game against Dallas. Jordan Crawford and Marcus Simmons waived by the Bulls today. And NFL on the Score tonight. Seahawks play the 49ers. The broadcast will begin at 7 o'clock. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. An Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is the top choice of doctors and nurses nationwide and should be yours. With one scan to the forehead, Exergen temporal scanner provides an accurate temp, stress-free, available at Walgreens. 670 weather, partly cloudy tonight, low of 53. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 70. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of body!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Average football fan doesn't get to see a lot of these college players. I see it as my responsibility to kind of sell NFL fan bases on this player.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller writes for Bleacher Report, and you can find him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Find him right now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You know, Matt, checking out Bleacher Report today, I think you put it in your timeline as well. The story of the day at your outlet is this Ted Sundquist deep dive into the scouting and development of Jay Cutler and all that went on in their draft room and in their hallways in Denver. It is just great stuff.
Yeah, I was floored. You know, I saw it come across this morning, and I was like, I really need to read that. And then people started texting me, like, have you read this? Like, you need to read this. And I thought it was great. You know, and I've known Ted for a long time, and he's one of the guys I I think I've learned a lot from in this business. And to see him like peel back the layers and talk about who Cutler was, you know, coming up from Vanderbilt, and the, you know, it all makes sense. I think you have a much better understanding of his successes and his failures because you've been able to, you know, see it from the people who studied him at Vanderbilt and who had him in Denver, and the idea that he was meant to be a quarterback who was developed, not thrown into the starting lineup. And, you know, then Josh McDaniels gets to Denver and completely changes the plan, you know, gets rid of Cutler, brings in Tim Tebow, and the, you know, the struggles in Chicago with all the turnover there. I don't know that Bears fans could ever feel sorry for Jay Cutler, but it makes you understand him a little bit better.
Yeah, what was interesting to me was even though Cutler, people said, well, Cutler is just pissed, he's just sniveling, he's whining his way out because that's just who he is. When you read this description of what Josh McDaniels did to Cutler when he arrived, mm-hmm. and the actual details of what happened in that meeting room, it makes Cutler, and it makes the exit seem much more sympathetic than some guy just petulantly trying to complain his way out of somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I don't think that you could ever absolve Jay Cutler completely. I've heard horror stories from people in your local media about, mm-hmm. you know, how hard he is to work with at times. But I think when you know, like the article says, you have a quarterback who doesn't have great self-confidence. And that was like one of the big red flags on him coming out of Vanderbilt was, you know, he doesn't test well in that area. And then you have him, you know, berated in Denver by a young head coach who's trying to prove himself, shipped out of town for Tim freaking Tebow. I mean, could you imagine being that guy where you're watching Tebow play and you're like, they traded me to draft this? Like, you know, they think he's better than me? I mean, that's going to mess with you a little bit. And then, you know, I think that Ted did a great job of wrapping it up and saying that the Bears weren't expecting to trade for a project. They were expecting to trade for a franchise quarterback, and they got a little bit of both. And he's never been developed since 2009, which is, it sounds crazy, but when you start to think about how he plays now versus how he played then, it's totally accurate.
Yeah, there was several different times reading it, I was completely blown away, the aspect that Burns, you just brought up. And then there was a question, reasons for wanting to play pro football, and he says love of the game. And I've never gotten that from Jay Cutler, that he has an absolute right. love of the game. And then when he goes on to the paragraph talking about the human resource tactics test, and it gauges various aspects of players' character makeup, his mental quickness score was off the charts. I get that. And that self-confidence that yeah. you mentioned, the score is average, which really surprised me. And then his focus and social maturity score is worrisome, is what Ted writes there. And it really just, it said a lot to me about Jay Cutler to get an understanding of who he was and not just some a-hole that was just really difficult to be around. This is a guy that had that focus and social maturity score, and that was a worrisome thing to a pro scout, to a general manager. And it started to really bring in the line. What was it for you when you read this that really jumped out at you the most in reading what Ted wrote?
Well, it's that I think a lot of times we look at these prospects and think of them as Superman instead of realizing that they're normal human beings who have different personality traits, and they have insecurities, and they have weaknesses. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I get caught up in it too, because, you know, so much of our job is to just watch the film. You know, film doesn't lie, tape doesn't lie. And I know you guys have Greg Gabriel on a lot, and I'm sure he could speak to this even better than I can, just that you have to get to know the wiring of the player, you know, the personality, the background, and you have to try to account for that. And if you don't have, you know, a good system in place for that, the guy's going to fail. And that I think player success in the NFL is a lot more about environment and culture than we give it credit for. You know, like, the difference between success and failure for Aaron Rodgers could be as simple as being drafted by Green Bay and not San Francisco.
Yep.
You know,
that's,
I mean,
that's
we're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right. I always wonder that. I always wonder the sliding doors phenomenon of things, that guys who just who end up right places, right times, and then we reverse engineer narratives based on so many tiny occurrences that just happened for the right guy for reasons that we may never put our finger on, that yet here is the scout's job, here's your job, and these evaluators to sit down and try to take whatever standardized tests can evaluate personality and leadership and all this stuff. In some ways, it's preposterous to think that anybody's really supposed to get this all right.
Yeah, to get it all right. I mean, it's impossible. You know, I think if you are batting 300 as a scout, you're doing a dang good job. You know, if that's your hit rate, it is hard. And it's, it's an imperfect science, and it will never happen, but it would be awesome if everyone's like expectations of how good players will be could change. You know, every quarterback is judged up against John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck, and that's really not fair. Like, if we were doing this honestly, you would find a guy about in the middle. You know, every quarterback prospect would be judged by Andy Dalton.
I was just going to say Andy Dalton. That is the one name I was going to say, especially this year, because you look at an undefeated team, and you look at the team that really is showing that they don't have any glaring weaknesses at all, yet everybody says, well, nah, they won't win it because, well, why? Well, because Andy Dalton. Really? You don't know that? You know, I just there's
Andy
this assumption.
Played pretty well.
Played really well.
Yeah, he's had a great season. And yeah. You know, looking back to it, this Jay Cutler thing and his time he came into Chicago, and reading what Ted wrote, it really was the perfect storm, because you had a defensive minded head coach, a guy who was unwilling to really allow an authority figure on the offensive side of the football to really develop Jay Cutler, who did need that development, which we didn't know. Then you throw in the fact that you had a defense that was ready to win championships under Lovie. You had a fan base that was craving for an offensive machine in Chicago, and you have this guy who immediately steps in as the best quarterback to ever wear the Bears jersey, yet he wasn't quite there to take him to that level. And it was just a perfect storm of so many things coming together, and Jay never really had what he needed initially to get things moving forward for him.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think they were talking about Denver, how they built the team in Denver, was Jay never had a good offensive line at Vanderbilt, so that was a priority, was to give him Ryan Clady. And you saw that work together pretty well until they kind of wiped out the regime there. The one thing that he's not had in Chicago is a good left tackle. And maybe when Kyle Long gets over there next year, maybe that's going to be the fix for this. But the offensive line has constantly been in flux. The run game has never been great. And when you look at the success in Denver, it was like, man, they built a team around a guy, which is, in my opinion, how you should do it. I mean, we were just talking about Andy Dalton. Look what they've done. They have an offensive line that doesn't allow pressures or hits. You have two dynamic running backs. You have three good receivers, a tight end who attacks the seam. Like, they were patient with their quarterback and saw what his strengths and weaknesses were, and they were like, hey, this guy's good enough to do the job. We're going to build an offense around him. And it works. It sounds so simple, but it's so opposite to what NFL teams are doing.
Now, the fine line between failure and success, and you look at it, what's going on at Ohio State, for example, and Cardale Jones, who kind of came out of nowhere last year, and he strung a couple of real solid performances together, and people saw that body and saw that arm and watched them run a pro offense and realized, you know, had he declared for the draft, he probably it might have been a late first-round pick just on that alone, and now he's benched. You know, so there's so many variables here. There's so much going on that you can, a guy, I guess, I don't know what the lesson is. Is the lesson, when you have an opportunity, just get out before you're not as clean a prospect and try to fool everybody? Or is it just try to make sure you're as complete as you can be before you leave?
I think you want to be as complete as you can be before you leave. I really do. I know a lot of people are saying, I saw someone just blatantly, like, very blunt, said Cardale Jones is stupid for not declaring the NFL. I disagree with that. Like, we don't know where he was going to be drafted. You have to declare in the middle of January. By the end of April, teams could have picked him apart completely and you know, said, oh, he's not that good. He only played three games. You know, you've got, you know, Jim Mora saying that Miles Jack didn't play enough in 2.5 seasons. So I think that with Jones, it's a unique situation, but I always think it's best to get as much tape out there as you can. You know, if you're Jared Goff and you're a 3-year starter and people are talking about a top 5 pick, that's a little different. You know, if you got a chance to be the number 1 pick after 1 year as a starter, that's a little different. But when you're Cardale Jones, I still think he made the right decision, and he still has another decision to make. He graduates in December. He could still transfer and play somewhere next year as a grad student. He could go to the draft. He could stay at Ohio State. I mean, he still has a ton of options.
All right, real quick, let's move into college football. And somebody just tweeted about Paxton Lynch. Memphis has a game tomorrow night, I believe. Yeah, they do play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And what are your thoughts? What's your scouting report on Paxton Lynch?
So I'm just getting started with him. And they play tomorrow night at Tulsa, which I'm like an hour and a half away from there. I was going to try to make it, but unfortunately I won't be able to. But he's, you know, just off the top, he's a junior, 6'7", 245 pounds, and he moves like a much smaller guy. Really good mobility. outside the pocket. He's not a runner, but he can extend the pocket. He's got a rifle of a right arm. He plays in a system. Justin Fuente is the head coach there, and he plays in kind of this – it's a spread system with a lot of pro-style elements. They're going to run the ball between the tackles. He's asked to make, I would say, one to two reads per play, but it's a quick strike offense. They go down the field a lot. They're a big, explosive play. So from the few games I've seen on TV, he looks the part, and he's this is his third year starting there, so there's a lot of film to go. But in a class that I'm still trying to figure out who that number two quarterback is, he definitely has a chance to move into that slot.
What did you see, if anything, of importance in the Michigan-Michigan State game, either on the collegiate level or draft-wise?
Well, I was at Notre Dame-USC, so I had to
watch
bits and pieces of that game. But I think that the takeaway is that Harbaugh is one hell of a coach because they don't have a lot of NFL talent. Like Jordan Lewis, their corner, is pretty good for a small guy. And then they've got that young safety who looks like he's going to be a stud. But otherwise, they have eight senior starters, and none of them are like top-tier draft material. So I think it's more about just good coaching. And I know the final play maybe doesn't point to that, but I would say that's just a, you know, I'm a Texas fan. That's happened to us twice this year. So, listen, that stuff happens in college. It sucks. You just, you know, you're trusting 18-year-old kids to make a right decision, and that's always hard to do.
All right, so we'll jump back to the NFL real quick. As we looked at the Bears have a bye week, gave the Lions their first win last Sunday. What did you see in that game that the Lions were able to kind of get back on track offensively? A team that struggled this year offensively, even with the amount of talent they've had, why were they able to find success against the Bears last week?
Well, I think the Bears secondary is a big weakness right now. And, you know, the Lions have been a little quiet in the passing game this year. They've had some problems there, but I thought they really, like, stepped up to the challenge this week. And, you know, if anyone could say, you know, my two-year-old can tell you that when you have Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate, you're going to be able to throw the ball. But I thought they really just played much better this week. You know, Stafford was really on point. You know, very few incompletions, a lot of yards after catch, and they limited their mistakes. You know, the Lions have been good for multiple turnovers a game. And when Stafford's only picked off once and they run the ball for over 130 yards, over 120 yards, I think that's the right recipe for them. So the fact that the Bears secondary just couldn't keep up, I thought the Lions were kind of able to dictate what they wanted to do. I know it was a close game, but at least from what I was looking at, it looked like the Lions were really the ones controlling how that game was being played.
And the games you're looking at this weekend are?
Oh, there are so many this weekend. I'll be in New York this weekend covering. So tonight is like the big one for me because Niners Seahawks. It's crazy that whoever loses is in last place in the NFC West. So that one's going to be fun to watch. Our guy Jared Goff plays USC or UCLA tonight too. So that one will get a lot of my attention. But I look at Pittsburgh, Kansas City. You know, the Steelers are 4-2. I think, you know, they're making that playoff push, and I want to see how good they will do, especially how good Landry Jones will do against that Chiefs defense. I think Minnesota-Detroit is a pretty intriguing game with, you know, Detroit having a little bit of a comeback last week. So that's probably the big one. I think this is a down week for, like, great games. You know, Philadelphia-Carolina on Sunday night might be the one that you really circle. Other than the Patriots-Jets. I don't know how I forgot that one. That's the game that I will be watching most during the noon slate. Two great defenses going head-to-head. So that one's going to be a lot of fun. And you got the Patriots Twitter account tweeting out the butt fumble picture. Mm-hmm. So it should be that one should be fun.
Matt, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Great stuff.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
That is Matt Miller of Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout. Let's talk some baseball between now and 3 o'clock. We got some unhappy Cubs fans. You're allowed to be unhappy, of course,
right?
But you're not allowed to be stupid.
Hey, I also retweeted that article from Ted Sundquist. So if you haven't seen it, take a look at my timeline. I'm sure. Did you retweet it earlier?
I did. Because I think I retweeted Dan Durkin's.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, take a look at Danny's or at my Twitter account to take a look at that Ted Sundquist and what he wrote about Jay Cutler. Yeah, let's definitely talk some baseball. Theo is talking right now. Well, I'm sure we'll have some audio throughout the course of the day and just some interesting stuff to get into. One free agent I'm really interested in that's on this team this year is Dexter Fowler, goes into free agency. And you know, Theo, I just read that he said there's going to be some interest in signing him. They understand that he's going to have some other offers to come through. But I get concerned about that leadoff spot, and he was so good the second half of that year. Really, really, he was the catalyst that offense in the second half and that late run in the season. Like who replaces a Dexter Fowler as your leadoff? It's been an issue.
Bruce Levine suggested Jason Hayward. that it's going to be big money there. Forgot. I thought he was a lot older than that. I forgot how young he was.
Yeah, you know, he's in a 26, 27 only. So, yeah. But he's going to get a ton more money than what Dexter Fowler is going to get.
6 years, 120, 130, right? Something like that.
So let's do that. Talk some baseball.
It's not our money,
right? No, yeah, I don't care how much you pay.
I'll spend Tom's money for him.
But I also, you know, think you have a guy there. But so we'll see how that all plays out. But there's more to get into the Kyle Schwarber issue for next year. He made some comments about getting some more work at catcher, as well as more ABs as an outfielder, and we'll see how it all plays in with Kyle Schwarber. So we'll talk about that. But I also want to get your reaction to the sweep by the Mets. Very disappointed it happened that way. You know, they exceeded my expectations, Dan. So the fact they got to the NLCS, I was very excited.
House money.
Just, you know, a team that was as good as they played towards the end of this year to get swept. It was a kick in the gut. It really was hard.
Yeah,
hard to watch.
But it was hard to watch. It got a little funny and fun bad at the end, but like a
couple
that,
funny moments.
It makes it easier when it's that final.
Yeah,
and that
I think I get what you were
that,
saying when we were talking to Matt and to Jason.
There's no worry about if only this guy picked up the ball, if only that some fan didn't interfere, if only there's none of that.
Right, because that was right. That was easy
killed.
In 03. In 03, you know, if Alex picks
Five
up that ball,
away,
if,
yeah, I know. All that crap, none of that, all that's gone. You just,
well, you know, I started doing that last night. I was sitting there last night and I'm like, man, Hamill was one strike away from getting out of that first inning. One, and then a big,
you want to get up seven in the next inning. I mean, come on.
Well, he didn't though.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Los Angeles Dodgers and manager Don Mattingly have reportedly agreed to mutually part ways. Credit to the team for trying to keep him after they got bounced in the postseason, but respect to Mattingly for deciding to move on. That is not the easiest clubhouse to manage, and he gets high marks from me as to how he ran that, but you could see where that might get old after a while. And while Mattingly and the Dodgers did have success, that team was not built to win divisional titles. It was built to win world titles, and that did not happen. So it probably is time to move on. I'm not saying that Mattingly is without blame. I am saying that it's not his fault that they didn't win at all. And if they are going to, they're going to have to give the guy who replaces Mattingly more to work with than he had. What I'm saying is spend even more money. I'm Jim Rome.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Don't miss Kohl's three-day sale this Friday through Sunday. Buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings, like 40 to 50% off young men's and boys' Star Wars apparel and 10 to 40% off all NFL team apparel and home. This weekend, at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Run to Old Navy to save 40% off your entire purchase this weekend only. Starting tomorrow, get 40% off jeans, 40% off all fall flannels, even 40% off outerwear. Anything you like, everything you love is an incredible 40% off. But it's just 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry in this weekend to save 40% off your entire purchase, Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 10/24 to 10/25 in stores only. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
We saw.
Right. Every aspect of the game. Scouting, managing, playing, everything.
Absolutely pumped. It doesn't mean if those two teams, if you were to reset everything and those two teams were to meet again, that the outcome would be the same.
Right.
It just so happened those were four really crappy games for your Chicago Cubs.
Right, and you have a guy in Daniel Murphy that's having an historic playoff run. Just absolutely unreal.
It's out of his damn mind.
Out of his mind. Jerry, and as much as I hate seeing it, it's still fun. Still fun to watch him play.
West Loop, Jerry, you're on the score.
Give credit when it's due. Nobody's given Terry Collins any credit, number one. And number two.
Yeah, we did. We started the first thing we talked about.
I'm not criticizing you, guy, but let me finish.
Well, we are number giving him two, credit, though.
No, number two.
Yes.
The Mets knew who the Cubs was. The Mets was prepared. They knew the Cubs had beat them seven straight games in the opening season, and they were ready for the Cubs. They jumped on them.
They're a different team. Well, they're a different team.
Hey, Jerry, before we put you up, I just said that they out-scouted them, they out-managed them, they outplayed them in every aspect of the game.
You sure did. I heard it this morning. You sure did.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. I love talking to my guy, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
He calls in. But Theo said about the Schwarber, they're going to continue to get at-bats, at-catcher development there and in left field. That's the plan. That's the goal. That's the way until the National League gets the DH. That's the way you keep that bat in your lineup.
Yeah, I don't want him learning two positions.
It's going to be minor at the catcher thing. That's going to be the secondary thing because you're going to move forward still with Montero and Ross. They even said that they're going to make an emphasis organization-wide on controlling the running game. From the pitchers to the catchers to the defense. So that's going to be more of a focus. That they know what they have to fix. They know what they saw. They know where their deficiencies are. But as far as keeping Kyle Schwarber in the major league lineup, they're going to do what they have to keep him in left field and continue to work with him at catcher. Because that's a spot that if Ross or Montero goes down or, it'd be nice if one of those guys hits over 200. That'd be great. That'd be really cool if one of those guys could do that. I would really appreciate that.
I also think that this idea of pitching backwards and all that we've been talking about, the success, I don't think this is some sort of magic trick that is now, ooh, they've unlocked the secret to beating the Cubs. Hitters adjust.
Right.
It's their turn. They'll adjust. Kyle Schwarber is a precocious enough student of hitting that this is part of what it looks like. And credit to the Mets for saying this is how we're going to approach these guys. And it worked.
Yeah, and I also, respect Ron's opinion, Ron Coomer's opinion. We just talked to him about it. When I asked him about the team being overwhelmed and it's more than just the atmosphere in the locker room. And Joe Madden's been doing this a long time. He's not going to change the way he does things. I saw a different team though. I saw guys that were overwhelmed, that were taken a little bit by the moment, by the big stage they were on. And that's fine. I mean, they exceeded expectations. They were somewhere that maybe that they shouldn't have been, and that's, maybe a year too soon, and it's okay if you're overwhelmed, and it happens, but that's what I saw, so I disagree with that aspect of it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Following elimination from the playoffs, Cubs team president Theo Epstein today says last night's post-game salute from the players to the fans at Wrigley Field was genuine.
It was well-deserved on behalf of the fans. They were incredibly patient with us. For 3 years during the rebuild, and stuck with us, and then when it was time, to fall in love with the team and show up and get loud, second half of the season and through the playoffs, that they did that.
Epstein says the Cubs will add another starting pitcher this winter. Did not say whether it would be via trade or free agency. He also said going into spring next year, they still intend to give reps to Kyle Schwarber behind the plate and in the outfield. Game 6 of the ALCS is tomorrow night. The Royals lead the Blue Jays 3-2 in the series. Winner meets the Mets in the World Series on Tuesday. Corey Crawford in net tonight for the Blackhawks. They host the Panthers at the UC. Derrick Rose says he's hopeful to get minutes tomorrow in the Bulls' final preseason game against the Mavericks. And NFL tonight on the Score, 49ers and Seahawks Thursday night football. We'll have it starting at 7 o'clock. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Cars.com's service and repair feature lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
At 2:32, it's the Boers and Bernstein Show, and we're grabbing some phone calls on an unhappy day for Cubs fans. It really shouldn't be too unhappy. You got a lot of happy coming.
I'm over the unhappiness. It was there last night. It's gone now.
But I started laughing. I mean, poor Kyle.
Yeah.
We were enjoying the whole thing. And he's like, well, you do your derp dying.
Yeah, no, I tweeted out. All I tweeted was poor kid. I just felt so bad for him. The face plant and It's just I saw him running, and I'm like, no, just let it bounce. Get the ball in your glove. Get it back in.
It wasn't even close.
I know.
Tony and Madsen, you're on the score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, you know, I'm not condoning beating people, but could someone please knock that Daniel Murphy off the plate? I mean, throw inside something. Get him off it. He's leaning over. He's taking big hacks every time up.
Yeah, it didn't seem, though, that mattered where they threw it. He was, no. I mean, he was connecting, like, solid every time, taking the ball the other way. Playing to the defensive positioning. I mean, he really, unbelievable series.
Hey, I want to tell you, can you please stop calling them children? They're not children.
Well,
Rizzo's in his fourth year. Yeah. Castro's in, what, his fourth year. Lester pitched. Arrieta pitched.
Tony, no team this reliant on players this young has ever gotten this far.
Whatever. They
it's a fact.
They're not children.
Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, when Schwarber knocks the ball out of the park, that's a man hitting a home run.
But don't pretend. No, you know, you're just playing semantic games. You know what I'm talking about. Relative to... Tony, you're just doing it to get yourself in a lather when you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're smarter than that. You know, it's the fact is, no team this reliant on players this young has ever gotten this far, and that means something. That's all. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he gets it. He's smart enough to know that. And I think as far as the catcher spot's concerned, they said they're going to continue working with Schwarber at catcher and left field. You're going to have Montero and Ross unless something changes there. Wilson Contreras he might be a guy, if the catching position changes, that it's a call-up late next year. He might be an expansion guy. Expanded roster guy, but he's not ready to take any kind of platooning until 2017.
I think Contreras is your post Montero Ross guy. That's
he
your
is.
Catcher.
Yeah, for
catcher.
Sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But he won't be ready to platoon or take over the regular duties till 2017. Like he might be a call up next year just to get some big league experience, but he's not a guy. So you know, next year moving forward, your catchers are, as far as big league are concerned, are Montero, Ross, and Schwarber.
There's some options on the table too, with some trade possibilities. I'm not sure that
Montero might be a guy you could trade. You never know.
Soler might be a guy they look to move. Castro.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, is that they don't have to be in a rush to decide,
right?
Because they have nothing but assets and talent.
More to come.
And
this is just the first part of the first wave.
That's the beauty of it with baseball and with this regime in charge. They know how to manipulate the system. They know that you have a roster after roster of minor league guys to move guys around and shift guys around. And it's not like an NFL roster where, you know, you got to get a practice squad full of, you know, half a dozen guys doing this and doing that. And you're not dressing all these guys, and all these guys aren't playing. I mean, you can move guys. You can do things. You can adjust things with service time to keep guys in your organization longer. They know what to do. That's the beauty of it. There's so many assets moving forward.
Old Town and Joe on the score.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job talking about the loss early season. I think you guys are the nail on the head. And I think a lot of people got to remember that the 2008-2009 Blackhawks were kind of in a lot of a similar situation. The Cubs were rebuilding a franchise, and they lost to Detroit in the Western Conference Finals. Everyone was upset about it, and then look what's happened since. So I don't think everyone should be too upset about what's happened this season. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, well, we've done all the comparisons.
Yeah, I don't like the comparisons, especially outside of different sports. Right. And, you know, oh, so the Jordan had to get over the Pistons. And
well, see,
then,
I don't like stuff. I don't like this.
I don't like any of it.
They had to go and lose first.
Well, no, you don't.
There's nothing that's causal. The
Cubs easily
first.
Could have won this series, too. They just didn't because they got their ass kicked.
Exactly. Just the 84 Bears could have won the Super Bowl, too.
Right.
But they probably should have
won in 86, but they didn't.
Right, but they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, you have these moments. Well, you got to go lose first. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't have to lose ever.
Right, because, you know, losing builds character, and that's what makes you strong to win.
No, that's ex post facto narrative again.
Right.
Don't do that.
You don't
that.
Have to.
Don't engage in that. It so happens they were good enough to get there before anybody expected.
Right. I think that's what's, personally, why it was so disappointing to see the sweep, because they really went out and handled the Pirates. They really went out and they handled the Cardinals. And then you just go in and you don't show up. And not only do you not show up, then you just play terrible. And I know they were missing Addison Russell, and having that guy at short really changes the look of your defense. But just to not show up offensively, to not show up defensively, to look lost at times, it was just, it was just so hard to watch.
Yeah, and especially when your manager does everything in his power from the moment he took the job to make sure that kind of thing, that you're in the right headspace for that
right.
not to happen.
And, you know, and if Montero didn't walk last night in the ninth to bring up Fowler, who got screwed on a high strike call, I jotted down, and like your season came down to Coughlin, La Stella, and Montero at bat.
That's a no good.
I was like, oh no, is that we're going down? And then Miggy forces the walk, and then I'm like, all right, see what happens here. You know, Dexter's, you know, he's reading it, and he read it right. That was a high strike that was called late, and
he got screwed all series. I'm sorry. I'll say he really did. That guy, whether it was 3 inches low or 3 inches high, he couldn't catch a break.
And, oh, God. Another thing I laughed at last night was the post-game interview with Frankenstein. Duda? Jeez. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. I'm not a smart man.
Not at all. Good grief.
Do we have that?
No. Frankenstein's monsters on the field. Let's talk to him after the game's over. Right. And he made some plays on Fowler up the line. I'm like, seriously? Come on now.
I know he hadn't done a thing all series. Then the next thing he's got 15 RBIs right. in three innings.
Right. He's got a 2-run double, a 3-run homer. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, but I thought so the season comes down to Coughlin and La Stella and Montero. And I was like, oh boy.
Lucas Duda really went to USC?
He did.
Wow. Okay. Did he go to class?
What year they built his jaw? What year was that? Does it say in his bio?
I would like to continue the interview, but I have to go eat rocks now.
That's what it was.
There are rocks that need to be eaten. The Boers and Bernstein Show. Greg Gabriel at the top of the hour. You've got the score.
This is a Bears town, so we're bringing you the most complete coverage anywhere. With our biggest and best team of Bears experts ever assembled, we are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. Neumail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, Neumail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. Neumail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
The X Insurance team provided specialty liability insurance coverage for the destruction of the Bartman Ball event back in 2004. Avoid your Bartman moment by having X Insurance coverage for home, work, and play. Civil, cash bonds, and legal advice are just part of what X Insurance offers. X Insurance is modern coverage for everyone with 24/7, 360-degree liability protection. Visit xinsurance.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Run to Old Navy to save 40% off your entire purchase this weekend only. Starting tomorrow, get 40% off jeans, 40% off all fall flannels, even 40% off outerwear. Anything you like, everything you love is an incredible 40% off. But it's just 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry in this weekend to save 40% off your entire purchase, Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 10/24 to 10/25, in stores only. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll talk to Theo and Jed. Obviously, it's you're going to look at always to augment your pitching. Always. That's just, you do. The team on the field, you could see it was pretty thick. The team on the field was pretty thick. Bullpen with the additions, the late season additions were kind of interesting also. But for me, you look on the among the players, it's kind of solvent among the group on the field. It's probably more of a pitching-oriented kind of a thing, but you'd have to talk to them about it. I mean, I'm a pretty good company guy. Whatever they decide to do, I'll be there for them.
No, he's right.
Sounds like you, Dan.
If you look at the number
company guy
of scrap heap arms that were relied upon in a playoff series, you don't want to have to be using Clayton Richard and Trevor Cahill and Fernando Rodney. You just don't.
I thought Richard threw the ball well last night, but you talk about guys that you bring in, you let go, you bring them back. I mean, you're depending on them to get big outs and big games. It was great. I mean, it was a great extended run for a team that probably shouldn't have been there and had a great regular season, and let's see where they go from here. And I'm completely confident that they're going to make the right decision. You're talking about a front office that, if you had to put a percentage on it, made, what, 95% of the correct calls? I mean, it's crazy how successful they've been and the decisions they've made and how they've worked out.
Just keep listening to them. That they keep telling you what they're going to do, and they keep doing it. And until they don't,
That's the thing. With the organization, it's continually evolving, too. This isn't like, all right, we need to find the perfect 25 guys. No, it's going to continue to evolve. And they know what areas they have to address. They know they have to address defense. They know they have to address the bullpen. They know they have to address another bat. They know they have to address starting pitching. They're going to address those things. They'll get it done.
In Naperville, Leo is on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think, addressing pitching is one thing, and you can't fault Theo for building the current squad. You get to the NLCS, major props. But when you look at, what's going to take you to the next level, I don't know if it necessarily is the continuing signing of older pitching, but
that's what they're going
to
do.
Well, but when you look at that, I mean, you made the comparison, Dan, I think, to the 72 A's, a comparable team that had a number of young position players, but mm-hmm. that team also had their entire starting staff was under 26, 27 years old.
And that was what? Vita Blue, Catfish Hunter, and Ken Holtzman, right?
Yeah. And, and you just look at recent history, obviously, Syndergaard, DeGrom, Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, but that's a different, Leo, you don't compare it to the Mets because.
I'm not comparing it to the Mets.
It's a different philosophy.
Right. And I'm just saying, it's going to, if you want that flame, if you want that shutdown pitcher who doesn't have the miles on him, it's going to cost you some of your prospects. If you wanted to.
Or a lot of money. They have both. They have prospects and a ton of money.
Right. And I'd almost like to see two tracks taken. Obviously, if you can go after David Price, you can do that. But if you're willing to give up a prime prospect to get a 23, 24-year-old pitcher who could develop into that Madison Bumgarner, I think that would be worth it.
Yeah,
even if it means giving up a player like Schwarber.
Yeah, but that's who, they haven't. They've told you what they're going to do, and they're much more likely to sign David Price, to sign Jeff Samardzija, than they are to take a risk on an arm that could just explode on them. You know, that's
you could get that risk with David Price and Jeff Samardzija.
Yeah, but usually once
do you get Madison Bumgarner type performance from a 32-year-old pitcher, from a 33-year-old pitcher?
Well, can you or do you? I mean,
when have we seen the 33-30 outside of maybe the Randy Johnson of, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, a late career pitcher who carries a team through the playoffs? So we're talking about building a playoff team.
Yeah, I can't answer that without
have to traverse three rounds now instead of
right. I mean, you ask a real question that I would need the data to actually answer.
Yeah, no, and it's a great question and a great topic to bring up, Leo. And they made their decision in the draft what they were going to do. They were going to draft young bats, and they're going to beat the hell out of the ball. That's what they're going to do, and they're going to supply pitching in other ways. Now, that may change. You know, they have young guys, young arms within their system that could impact their bullpen, that could impact their starting rotation within a year or two. You just don't know
Carl Edwards
how
is
it
that
plays
guy,
out. Right, Carl Edwards. There are guys in the system that could fill those needs in the rotation or in the bullpen. Now, I'm fairly confident that they're going to sign David Price in the offseason. That they know what it's going to take and that he wants to be a part of this organization with Joe Maddon, and I'm fairly confident that's going to happen. How the rest of rotation rolls out, we'll see. You know, I was excited to hear last night that Travis Wood is preparing to be a starter next year somewhere, so good luck to him on that. And you're going to have to fix your bullpen, too. Maybe that's young arms. We'll see how it goes.
Cal City, Tony, you're on WSCR.
Thanks, Tony.
I will never understand that.
Hey, just, you know, the jitters, they get nervous and just can't do it. Can't pull the trigger on talking.
Hang up. Push button.
Well, you know, you're a hard guy to talk to because sometimes you're a real jerk.
So don't call. Richard of the North Side, you're on the Score.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
Two things real quick. As good as a manager as Madden is during the course of the season, and even we saw it in the playoffs, at some point in time as a 22 and 23-year-old, doesn't your sphincter get really tight? I mean, as human nature, like, oh my gosh, I'm on an NLCS stage. And no matter how good a manager is, I mean, you have the magnitude of that, I think, kind of looming over you.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think. You know, people can disagree, and there's really, unless a guy comes out and says, yeah, I was really overwhelmed and I was nervous, you know, we're not going to know.
We can't pretend that they're not human
right.
beings.
And also, we can't pretend the fact that, you know, oh, here we go again. We're down in the first inning. We're down in the first inning. Now we have to come back once again. You can't, you know, ignore the fact that plays a part in the way these guys approach it. You have to.
You fight against it, and you try to keep them as loose as possible and as upbeat as possible, and that's all that Maddon can do. But I mentioned to you, there was a moment. I mentioned to Lenny Casper, there was a moment in a Schwarber at bat in the first
game. When was
that? The very first game. When
first game, okay.
When he looked up. It was a close-up. And he looked up, and there was this look on his face where, and I don't want to project what he was thinking, but it was either the, holy crap, this is really cool, or it's, oh my God, look at this. He's never seen anything like that in his life.
Right.
I don't care how long you play. I don't care how great a college player you are and how great a minor league player. You're in New York. That place was just bat spit lunatics screaming, and you're looking at
you know. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because you know what we could do away with, and another aspect of this terrible TBS broadcast, the cutaways to the bars.
I know.
You can stop. It doesn't add anything to your broadcast.
There's a reason I'm not in that bar or in a bar, because I don't want to be around any of those.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't do anything good, and you know. Like locally, when you have reporters in bars with a bunch of drunk people, it doesn't do any good for them either. It doesn't help your broadcast. Just stop.
The whole Blackhawks thing. Right, is it Blackhawks for the playoffs?
Just stop doing it.
Go Blackhawks!
And you know, then
we talked to a drunken, obese white person today.
Right. You know, you force Ernie Johnson to be like, oh, they're having a good time there at McFadden's Saloon. Great. You know, it doesn't help your broadcast. You know, take that 10 seconds to show something about a guy playing the game that night.
Or show information about the game.
Right.
I'll take
about
that.
The pitcher pitching or about the guy hitting. Even about Terry Collins. He looked like something from like the underworld. He doesn't look right.
Alan Elmhurst is on Sports Radio 670.
Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Al, what's up?
No, listen.
I'm listening.
I'm a Sox fan, so
doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Let him go. What's up, Al?
I don't I know you guys don't give a rat.
Yep, then what's up?
I love the bats of Schwarber, Bryant, Soler, et cetera. Unfortunately, the ball always finds you. And I've watched so many games. Well, it doesn't matter whether I watch one game or 100,000.
Right.
But the bottom line, the ball finds the guy with the glove or without the glove.
Something finds him. The glove finds him.
They gotta develop. I mean, maybe Bryant can work himself into a double clutch and get rid of that double
clutch. All right, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know. Well, it said on the screen the Cubs really need the DH. I think if they could make that decision, they would do that, Al.
Well, this guy claims to be calling from all of the south suburbs, apparently. He is Bubba.
Bubba,
and he's on the score.
Hey, Bubba.
Take a call from a Bubba.
Hey, love your show.
Love you, suit, Bubba.
All right. Thanks, Bubs. Hey, listen, I wanted to answer the question about the previous caller who said what previous pitcher in his early 30s would help a championship.
Well, he didn't really say that, but he said something around about that way. So what is it you got to say?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The answer is Roger Clemens. The Yankees went and got him after he was successful with the Red Sox. And memory serves, did he not help them win a championship?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Bubba? Did he call us Bubba?
He called me Bubs.
Oh, Bubs.
Maybe he called you Bubs.
It's one of those guys, it's like Ranji, like he calls everybody Box and people call him Box and it's...
Bubba's a nickname that Mitch uses too.
Hey, Bubba.
Bubba. Bubba's in there, cowboy. How you doing, cowboy?
He does call people cowboy.
Yeah, cowboy and Bubba.
Let's go.
Those are his.
Nice shooting, Tex.
Hey, we're talking to Greg Gabriel next.
Yeah, Bubba.
Yeah, Gabriel. there's the big screen right there with the people's names.
No, I have to stand up to see
that. All right there, Bubba.
Yeah. All right, Bubba. Greg Gabriel next on the score.
Your weekend kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football on CBS 2 and NFL Network. This time it's the Seahawks taking on the 49ers for some primetime action. Who will come out on top? Football starts here tonight on CBS and the NFL Network.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Run to Old Navy to save 40% off your entire purchase this weekend only. Starting tomorrow, get 40% off jeans, 40% off all fall flannels, even 40% off outerwear. Anything you like, everything you love is an incredible 40% off. But it's just 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry in this weekend to save 40% off your entire purchase, Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 10/24 to 10/25 in stores only. Excludes gift cards and clearance.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve.